Didn't you hear about the contest? They're calling it Wonka Mania.
Well, of course I heard about it. But I don't even want to think about Wonka until I can buy my own bar. As far as I'm concerned, no news is good news.
I completely understand. Mum's the word. Shall we turn on the TV?
Chocolate news!
Fuck it, look!
Breaking news. We interrupt this program to bring you news that the first Wonka ticket winner has been found. To find out more, let's go straight over to our chief confectionery correspondent, Cherry Sunday. Cherry, where are you?
Cherry, I'm in Bavaria. Here in this sleepy mountain town, it seems like a chocolate dream has come true for local butcher son and three times regional bread first eating champion Augustus Gloop.
Augustus, my little pumpkin, smile for the cameras.
Augustus, how do you feel? Charming. So, Mrs. Gloop, the story of hope, how did it all begin?
Go ahead, Augustus, don't be shy. Spill your guts.
Like my mother and my father, I enjoy a healthy meal. Yes, my outside's soft and flabby, but my inside's made of steel.
We raise piggies in the backyard, then I eat them limb from limb.
We don't leave our dachshund all alone with him.
So this morning I was eating when such hunger did attack. And 50 Wonka bars were waiting for a nice mid-breakfast snack. But the taste was kinda different, like a breakfast 3 days old. So I spit it out and swore I had chocolate. Yeah! Now I'm the perfect ticket winner for a chocolate identity. I'm excited but keep eating cause I only stop to breathe. And a lifetime full of chocolate sagas won't die from above. And there'll be more of me to eat.